Welcome to the Ghost Hacks Podcast. What you are about to hear may make you laugh, it may make you cry, it may make you shake in your boots. Two prison gods talking about strange things in the night they may never understand. And here are your hosts, Tom and Joe.
Ghost Hacks Podcast.
Now you screwed it up again.
That's the beauty of editing, though. All right. Hey, what's going on, all you ghost enthusiasts out there? This is Ghost Joe.
I'm Tom.
And welcome to episode 7 of the Ghost Hacks Podcast. So we kind of have a little bit of a mixed bag for you guys today. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And but before we start all that, I guess we should talk about a little bit about the holidays and stuff. Tom, how was your holidays?
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about why we have a mixed bag. Because I had to do 4 16-hour days back to back because a whole bunch of pieces of shit that think they're too good to work in a fucking jail that they signed up for, bang in sick. Oh, I'm sick. I can't come to work. You're a lying piece of shit. And now I got to stay there? And all your other offices got to stay there because you want to sit at home. If you're listening to this, one of you 10 people from my jail, and this applies to you, you're a piece of shit.
But keep listening, though. Keep listening.
Yeah, yeah. Please. I know that I think you're a piece of shit, but please keep listening.
But so you were working the entire... I mean, did you work Christmas also, or...?
I worked Christmas right through to January 1st.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, and the last 4 days were 16-hour days, bro.
That's insane.
We're recording on January 2nd for the math.
Yeah, I go in tonight. I'm a midnight guy, so I go in tonight. But
now you're in, what are you in, courts?
Yeah, I'm in the courts now, yeah. Yeah.
So it's got to be a little bit easier working midnight.
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's still, you know, central booking and stuff like that. We still, at times, it is kind of busy, but it's still way better than being in the jails, you know. So hopefully I could keep that way. I'm not, you know, knock on wood. And yeah, that's it. But my holidays were good. I did have to work yesterday morning, but I was off for New Year's Eve, and I had mutualed, or in your case, swapped.
Yes, yes.
For Christmas, so that was pretty cool.
For the folks out there that live normal 9-to-5 jobs, in our job, you can swap or mutual. So if Ghost Joe is working 7-to-3 and I work 3-to-11, I tell him, Joe, stay at home the next 3 days. I'll work for you. I work 3 16-hour days, and then he pays me back the following 3 days. So put that all together with your regular days off, you get a week off at a pop.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, for the most part, it's great, you know, especially when you have the days off. But doing those doubles still, that sucks. Yeah. But yeah. It's definitely a good payoff in the end, that's for sure.
Definitely.
All right. So let's get into this. You want to talk about your story, and then I'll piggyback off of that with what I found.
Well, actually, I've been holding this for over for over a week now, and I sent you the link on December 22nd. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory and the California Institute of Technology released a scientific study, Ghost Joe. A scientific study. Are you ready to hear? Now, we got big names. We got JPL and California Institute of Tech, right? You're ready to hear this, right? Hear it. The scientific study has determined Any aliens in our galaxy have already likely annihilated themselves because of too much progress.
What does that mean?
It means we're giving them too much money over at JPL.
Joe, I'm reading this thing, and I'm like, what did they have extra money in the slush fund at the end of the year they had to spend or give it back? Okay, let me go on and explain this. They surmise, these two institutions, that since past studies show a civilization's technological advances will inevitably lead to complete destruction and biological degeneration, any intelligent life previously in the Milky Way has already likely killed itself off.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But how? All right. Let me go on. I think it's one more paragraph here.
Okay.
If intelligent life is likely to destroy themselves, it's not surprising that there is little or no intelligent life elsewhere, the researchers said. The scientists also theorize that humans are late to the party because peak conditions for life to develop likely occurred about 8 billion years after the galaxy was formed. And we emerged about 13.5 billion years after the Milky Way came about. Okay. Please, would you like to eviscerate these morons, or should I start?
I know that they said, they might have said that word "if" in the way beginning of the thing, but just the fact that they're putting it out there, to me, it's kind of showing that they know or they believe that there is intelligent life out there.
That's what I was going to say. There's only one or two ways to do this. Either they had too much to drink at a pre-Christmas party. They had too much money left over in the budget and they had to spend it or give it back to Congress. Or what you said, they're softballing in. Yeah, we know there's something out there, but we want to just prep you for it.
And you know what? This goes back to what we were saying in previous episodes. There's been a lot of alien and UFO news lately, and it's coming out in real news outlets. I mean, almost every week there's like this new article about it. And just to tie this back to one of the articles that we did, you know, a couple shows ago with that Israeli space dude. That's what I'm going to call him.
That's his official title now, Israeli space dude.
He had said that aliens do exist and that they're not, you know, emerging because they don't want to scare everybody, that, you know, with everything, especially with everything going on this year, that they don't want to frighten everybody and make mass hysteria of them coming out. Now, that kind of ties along with what you said here. And then I have something else to tie to that as well. So the original article, I believe that we had read, if I'm not mistaken, I believe that article was from December 1st.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
So now, on December 1st, the Arecibo telescope collapsed.
Oh, that one in Puerto Rico, right? Yeah.
This gigantic telescope that's been around since the 60s, that has been featured in movies like Contact and what else? GoldenEye with Pierce Brosnan. And it's a very, very, it's the second largest radio telescope in the entire world. Okay. Now, yeah, it was kind of on its last legs. They said that, a cable had snapped in August and then another cable had snapped in November and it was kind of on its last legs. But it's kind of, to me, it's a little strange that article with the Israeli space dude came out on December 1st and that this radio telescope completely collapsed beyond, like, they can never fix this ever again. I mean, it's going to cost too much money. They can never fix it. And that this thing collapsed exactly on December 1st.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm not really too big into conspiracy theories and stuff, but there's too much stuff going on right now with all this. And And the government looks like they're panicking right now, trying to cover up as much as they can about this stuff.
Yeah, I agree with you, man, because why else would they put out such a their theory, their conjecture in a scientific study? Dude, that was science fiction, man. Or was it? You know what I
mean? Right. Well, let me read you a little bit about this telescope too, because that's one thing I didn't say about it. So I had said that it was the second largest, right? And that it's been around since the 60s. What this telescope does, one of the functions is that it measures or detects meteors that come close to the Earth, right? So it's like a safety thing for us, right?
Right.
But another thing that it's been doing since the 60s is that it sends out radio waves trying to get other alien life forms to communicate with us. And it repeatedly was doing that, sending out these radio signals, trying to find extraterrestrial life. So the fact that this thing was doing that and it collapsed exactly on December 1st when all this stuff was going on with this Israeli space dude, I think that's a very, very, very big coincidence.
Yeah. Hey, man, To Serve Man, that was a cookbook, baby.
I missed it yesterday.
Oh, you did? No way.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm going to actually post the video in the show notes of this telescope collapsing too, because they have it on video and it's insane.
It's sick. Yeah.
The video of this telescope, it's like, you could tell, you're like, well, there's no coming back from that. You know, there's no way. I mean, especially with all the money that we don't have right now, you know, there's no way they could ever fix that or find it in the budget to be like, oh, let's build a radio telescope now. You know,
they say we don't have.
Oh, they, yeah.
They say we don't. We have money. We have money for gender studies in Pakistan, though. But I digress.
All right. Digress that.
That's another podcast. Another podcast. Oh, yo. A guy came up to me the other day that we used to work with when we were on Staten Island, right? He goes, you know, I just started listening to the podcast. He goes, you guys are funny. And he walked away and I went, oh, that's great. We're not trying to be funny. All right, listen, what's wrong with it? If we're going to keep him as a listener. Yeah. Okay.
So, all right. So before we get into something else too, it's a new year and stuff. And I just wanted to tell everybody kind of what's in the works and stuff for us. We have some interviews that we have planned and everything that we have coming up, hopefully in the next few shows for you guys. Also, of course, our regular paranormal talk. And I'm also working on a website for us and a merch store. So, you know, that's going to be cool. It's going to have T-shirts and cell phone cases and even face masks. So all of the money that we make, you know, of course, the website gets some of the money for making the shirt and all that. But all of the money that would be going to us, we're not taking any of the money. 100% of what would be our profit is going to be going to charities.
Yeah, because, you know, we got that prison guard money rolling in. So we don't want to make money on your T-shirt.
You got the overtime. I don't have no overtime, man.
What?
I got no overtime.
Are you serious?
Yo, they sent me home on that snowstorm. Like, I couldn't get it if I wanted to anytime. It's insane. There's no overtime at all. It's
crazy. Oh my God. I couldn't. No way.
I need that overtime. But yeah, so like I said, we have a lot of things on the horizon for this coming year. Hopefully we'll be, you know, pushing out a lot of shows for you guys, a lot of interesting shows, interviews and whatnot. And yeah. So
yeah, on the interviews, on the coming interviews, I mean, we're not saying names because nobody's confirmed yet, but we got really big people. And in my opinion, Ghost Show people that are way too big to be on our podcast, and God bless them for coming on.
So another thing I wanted to talk about, Tom, a couple things, but the next thing I'd like to talk about is I was doing some research yesterday and I found that, you know, that everybody knows, because I said it in a previous episode, that I love the movie The Conjuring. Right now, The Conjuring is based off of a real haunted house from Rhode Island that this family had bought and stayed in and stuff, and all this crazy stuff happens, and kind of like almost like an Amityville Horror type thing, right? And of course, you know, Ed and Lorraine Warren, that was like one of their like first big cases. That was even before Amityville. So the owner that had it when the Conjuring movie came out, I believe that was 2014. When that movie came out, the owner that had it, you know, never really said anything about any kind of weird things that happened there or anything like that. They were more concerned because, you know, they were getting harassed by people coming by their house. You know, that was their biggest thing. Nothing about any ghosts or anything like that. Right. But in 2019, is that it? Yeah. 2019, a couple had recently purchased it, and they are saying that a lot of creepy things have actually been going on there lately. You know, doors slamming, noises and footsteps, and you know, all sorts of crazy paranormal ghostly stuff going on there.
Now, this is a new couple, right?
Yeah, but I do have some information on this couple.
Okay.
Okay. So they are a couple, right? And their jobs, or what they do, is that they're paranormal investigators, conveniently.
A shocking turn of events.
Yeah, all right. Next. Do you want to keep talking about it? You want me to call bullshit now? We'll move on to the next cool topic.
And they said that they set up 12 cameras in their house, and, you know, 24 hours of surveillance and stuff like that. And they're catching all this crazy stuff. And, you know, they've been on our favorite show, Ghost Adventures, and the Travel Channel and all that stuff. It's just amazing that all this stuff is going on to these guys. I mean, who better for all this haunted stuff to happen to?
Yeah, I was, you know what? You were leading up to it. And I was like, oh, please tell me they're prison guards. Please tell me they're prison guards, because we're going to get them on this show. They're ghost hunters. Oh, ghost hunters bought the haunted house. All right. Face font, true believers.
Oh, by the way, Tom, I keep forgetting to tell you something. The last few weeks, and I'm really sorry I haven't said anything to you about this yet, because I've been seeing you posting it on Facebook, and congratulations on laying all those eggs, man. I don't know how you do it.
Double middle fingers. There you go, Pally. Oh, man, that's funny. All right. I honestly thought you were going another way. I didn't even think talking about the chicken coop.
Wait, you have chickens?
Yeah, my chickens. They were within a week of becoming a fried chicken dinner. They were not laying eggs at all, and then now, they give us over a dozen eggs a day. It's great.
Wow, that's awesome. That's very cool. That's very cool.
I thought you were going to talk about the missus being pregnant again.
Well, I was going to get to that. I was going to get to that too, but I figured I would throw in a little comedy there too. You know, we are funny. So
yeah, we've been told.
No, congratulations on your missus being pregnant.
Yeah, thank you. When I find that son of a bitch, I'm going to have a nice talking to him. I stole that. I think I stole that line from The Naked Gun or something.
So let's see. We actually, like I said, we have a couple voicemails that we're going to play as well. Did I say that? We have some voicemails that we're going to play in a couple minutes.
I love the voicemails, Joe. I got to tell you, the fact that people want to interact with us, it's kind of cool. It's really cool.
Absolutely. And if anybody else would like to interact with us, you could call us at 845-379-1331.
Segway.
So definitely give us a call and leave us your comments, questions. You could curse us out, you know, or your paranormal experiences, whatever you want to do. Leave us a message. You could do so anonymously. If you run out of time, because it's only a 3-minute time limit, if you run out of time, just call back and continue. So we're going to do that in a second. I just want to talk about one last thing that I thought was pretty interesting that I found. So India, the country of India, has a paranormal helpline now.
No way.
And it receives over 10 calls daily about all sorts of things.
Isn't there like a billion Indian people though?
Yeah, so I guess it's not too bad, right? I guess it's not too bad over there. But
that's kind of like the no work job you want in India, I think.
So
take a couple of calls, lunch, come on calls, bang out the fucking.
It's run by Jay Alani, who is a very big name in paranormal investigating, apparently. And he has this paranormal hotline, and people have been calling there and, you know, telling about their experiences and stuff and what's going on in their house. And some people are even calling and, you know, talking about their skepticism on things, or just if they want to know information about certain paranormal things going on. So, yeah. So India actually has a paranormal hotline. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I've always wanted to go there. They're in Thailand. It was like the two bucket list places that I've always wanted to go. I don't know why. I don't know where that came from, but I mean, those two places. Thailand with the beaches. You seen the movie The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
I want to go to those beaches.
Is Thailand the one with the bungalow things, like the huts on the water? Is that Thailand?
I'm sure they have that, but you might be thinking of Tahiti.
No. Yeah, I've only ever been to Canada, which is beautiful, but that's the only place I've really ever been to. And Jamaica for my honeymoon.
Nice.
So I guess we will get started with these voicemails here. The first voicemail is from, let's see, an anonymous caller from Rochester, New York. And she's going to be telling us about her.
Oh, I think I know who it is.
You know who it is.
I know who it is. Yeah. But it's anonymous.
Listen, we don't know anybody that's calling in. None of these are our friends. These are all random people that just decided to call us.
You don't know nothing.
Volition.
Shut your mouth and sit down.
Check is in the mail. All right, so check this out. Let's see.
Hey, you guys. How are you? Calling all the way from Rochester, New York. Listen to your podcast all the time. So I want to share a paranormal story with you, which is funny but crazy at the same time. So I bought my house back about 5 years ago. It was built in 1890. So one day I was cleaning the house like I normally do. My son was upstairs playing his video game, loud as hell because he's deaf. So that's really good for kids' sake. So I run upstairs, open the door, and I tell him, Anthony, lower your damn TV. It's so freaking loud. I close one of the doors that goes up to the stairs. All of a sudden, I hear a slam. He shuts his door really hard. So me, I'm like, oh, really? He's trying to get smart with me? So I'm about to go upstairs with the chancleta to curse him out for slamming his door instead of just lowering his video game. This kid runs out his room. And I'm like, what the hell? Why are you coming out the room so fast? He's like, ma, that wasn't me who slammed the door. And I'm like, yeah, all right. It was you because you're a kid. That's what kids do. I'm like, you're slamming doors like you pay bills in my house. So I have the chancleta in my right hand, about to swing on him. And he's like, Mom, really? When you told me to lower the TV, I lowered it. My door slammed. All of a sudden, an old man comes into my room and tells me to lower my TV. And he comes right back out. So I asked him, oh, yeah, so what did this ghost look like? And he was like, Mom, he was old looking with old clothes on. And his head was like, you know, bald, like he was going bald. It's funny as crap. And I even saw him. I was like, you see, even your ghosts don't like your damn video game so loud. Lower that crap. And that's one of my stories for now. But as I was telling Tommy before, you can hear the doorknobs. I have them crystal doorknobs from those ages. They rattle on their own. Like somebody wants to open the door, but obviously nobody's there. I have rainmakers. They make noise on their own all the time. My dogs bark into the air. Barking, obviously, I know I can't see it. They can. And, well, they always say it's better for a dog to bark and not cry, because when they cry, the spirit is no good. I hope you guys like my story.
Very much.
I'll call again sometime and let you know what other stories I have for you. Bye.
That was awesome.
She's so funny.
That was awesome. Now, my question is, do you think that she screamed up and said frickin', or do you think there were other choice words involved?
There were other choice words, and in Spanish. Bro, she didn't even bother translating slipper for us. She went totally chancleta. I'm gonna hit him with the chancleta.
Oh, I thought that meant bat or something. I was calling ACS on the other line. I don't know what's going on here.
Oh my god!
No. You know,
she said she's got, I wouldn't say problems with the house, but she's got those old doorknobs. Now, I could see them, the winds or just atmospheric problems with those doorknobs, because they're ornate, they're beautiful, but they're not sealing. You know what I mean? But for the thing to move or rattle, I don't think the wind is going to do that.
I mean, the house is insanely old too. So, I mean, that definitely, obviously that plays a part in something like that going on. And I mean, if the door closing thing wasn't creepy enough, honestly, like if an old man came in, like that's nuts. That's scary as hell right there. That's like horror movie type stuff right there to me.
Yeah, but now flip side the coin. Do you think Anthony even put down this video game controller? He's like, this is probably one of Mom's Blanquito friends coming around. Lowering our property values. Yeah. I'll turn it down. And then Mom runs up and stops slamming doors.
Yeah, no, that was an awesome call. Thank you very, very much for that. That was really cool. I appreciate you calling. And if you have any more cool stories like that, definitely give us a call again.
Definitely.
So the next one that we have is actually from my friend Nat, who I had said in the previous episode that we did that he was going to call back because he was kind of unhappy with the way that I handled the exorcism coverage that I did. So he had called up with a little bit on that and with a couple stories of his own.
Here we go.
Check it out.
Hey, Joe, this is Nat. I'm here all the way down in Florida, and I'm just going to let you know exactly basically what we were talking about earlier. As it comes to the exorcisms ideas, it's hard to find any type of real proof of exorcisms that go good, because the Vatican stores away all their information, recordings, writings from the priests or anything like that that's actually done during the exorcisms away in the Vatican City, where no one has permission to actually go and see it, at least not to my knowledge. And, you know, that's done to protect the person who the exorcism is done to and the actual priest who actually performs the exorcism and everyone else involved. As for when you were mentioning people getting sick during the exorcism stuff, they do have a priest, a few other people helping, including a doctor, who is there to protect the actual individual that's actually happening to. So most of these things that you find on TV where people are dying during them are not usually done with the actual to church. It's done by people who, you know, random people who say, I'm a demologist or something like that. Most of the ones that are done by the Vatican City is done with an actual priest and a doctor there. Of course, it's done by, appointed by the actual Vatican itself, as you know, and that's it. I was able to really find out. Most of the time, a lot of interviews with priests and stuff like that are posted on CNN and all that stuff are just interviews, and they usually blah, blah, blah type of stuff, kind of like, oh, I've seen this and I've seen that. People have done this, people have done that, but no actual direct stories with people's names or anything like that. So I wasn't able to find anything on that, any type of paranormal experiences. The only one that I could actually mention that I thought was the freakiest was the one, I'm pretty sure you remember the story, where I was sitting in my living room and I used to have a pendulum in my bedroom that swings, and I was just sitting in the living room and all of a sudden out of nowhere, the pendulum went flying across the room and hitting that, from, I guess, my TV stand all the way into outside of the room into the hallway. And it kind of freaked me out, where I ended up running out of my house and staying out of my house until all the people started coming, like my parents or what was my girlfriend, I guess, at the time. And yeah, that's an experience that I had. Besides that, it was another experience that just happened recently, that with me and my wife down here in Florida, where in our bathroom, there was a very good smell odor of rotting meat, which is affiliated with demonic type of stuff. And I took a random photos of the bathroom itself, and we thought we saw, I guess it was something that resembled, I guess, like a demonic type of face. I'm not 100% sure if it was or not. I mean, but that's what it kind of looked like to me and my wife. And Joe, you know a little bit about this one. I sent it over to you to take a look at it as well. That's basically it. I can't think of anything else right now at the top of my head. If there would be any more, I'll give you another call. Oh, and I love your podcast. It's great.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, no, thanks a lot for the call on that. That was awesome. Yeah, I did see that picture.
And you did?
Yeah, I'm going to find out if he could send it to me again, because honestly, I think it spooked me out so much that I deleted it after I saw it. Yeah, really? No, it was creepy. It definitely was creepy. I didn't want to tell him at the time because he had just taken the picture, and, you know, I was trying to help him out, kind of calm him down. Like, no, it's just a wrinkle, you know, or no, that's not that. But no, that shit was nuts. Anyway, I'm going to see if maybe we could get that, maybe put that in the show notes or something. And, you know, I'll ask him if we could do that so everybody else could see it.
I'd like to check that out. Definitely.
But yeah, I've known Nat a long time, and honestly, he's always been a skeptic with it. He always went around with me and everybody else, you know, like taking pictures and doing this and doing that. But he was always just like, it's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. So for him to actually, you know, come out and say like, no, this thing was crazy, I believe him with that for sure. You know, cause he was always a skeptic with everything.
Okay. You know what? Something that, while he was talking, I thought of, I wanted to bring up to you, do you know when the church has a confirmed exorcist? Like, this is his job, and he goes from exorcism to exorcism and whatnot, that they actually have just a team of people praying the rosary for him all during the day.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That definitely was interesting. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, but I mean, his stuff on the exorcism stuff was cool too. A lot of that stuff. I mean, you hear about it, but I never really knew, you know, half the stuff he was saying. So that's cool. Thank you very much for
Thanks for calling in.
Great, man. So 845-379-1331. Give us a call. You could do so anonymously. If you run out of time, which is 3 minutes, call us back and continue your story. Find us on Facebook, the Facebook groups, Ghost Hacks Podcast. And or you could email me as well at joeghosthackspodcast@gmail.com. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in to episode 7 of the Ghost Hacks Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. All right.
So have a good night, everybody.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Ghost Hacks Podcast. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and find us on Facebook groups. If you have any paranormal experiences you would like to share, please email joeghosthackspodcast@gmail.com, and we may even read your submission on the air. Have a good night, and don't forget to change your shorts.